Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So much happening. Thank you for joining us this Friday, getting ready for the weekend of football. Pitt, Georgia Tech, Saturday, Steelers, Jets, Sunday, the very same field. That should be fun. Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. I mean this. Jeff Hathorn may just stay at the stadium.
Yep.
He seriously made. I remember there were some old Pirate beat writers way back in the day when it was Three Rivers that would tell me they would drink at the bar from Saturday into Sundays. Sometimes they would just drink at the bar because there was an old press lounge and just stay there and then wake up and do the new 12:35 game. If they would write late enough, they would just sleep in
That's
their seat.
Great.
Yes, like back in the 70s and 80s. We're angling Mike DeFabo. What's happening? We had DeFabo on the horn, then he dropped off.
Uh-oh. And now he's doing the thing where he's calling when
well,
I'm calling.
Well, just hang up. My God.
What is happening?
Look at how frustrated he is. Crowley's so frustrated.
He's too busy posting videos of Will Greer throwing touchdowns.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters Township, or visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Maybe because I started talking about something, just wanted to get that reading stuff in real quick, maybe DeFabo thought he was on at the wrong time and hung up because I didn't immediately go to him.
That's a good
Could
call.
That have been it? I don't know. Crowley's dialing One Finger Joe like it's taking 40 minutes to dial, 10 numbers. I don't get it.
What do you think DeFabo thinks the biggest difference between professional football players and professional hockey players is? Now that he's been on one side, now he's kind of engraved himself into doing football.
All right, we got him.
You got him? Okay.
Mike DeFabo. Hello, Mike of The Athletic. What happened there with your phone?
Yeah, hand up. That's on me. I got a new phone, and I pushed the wrong button, and I accidentally hung up on Crowley, so I'm here now.
Gotcha. What's wrong with Matt Canada? And is he getting too much blame, the right amount of blame, not enough blame? Go.
Just coming out firing right after we get me on the air. What's the problem with them is they're not holding on to the football long enough. They're not converting enough third downs, and they're not scoring enough points. And I think that the issue that they're having really is like that first down, they're not getting it, and they're not getting any semblance of a rhythm or anything like that. So, you look back to the last game when they went 3-and-out. I think it was 3 times in a row. And during that span, the Browns scored twice and hung onto the football with, like, a couple 7-minute type drives. That just kills your defense. You can't keep them on the field that long. And by the time they got back, like, there was no turning around. So, you know, holding onto the football a little bit longer, putting together a little bit of a run game, adding some tempo, those are all things that I liked from last week and things I hope continue.
Mike, should Jaylen Warren get an even amount or a higher amount of snaps over Najee Harris, in your opinion?
So it's interesting. A lot of people have talked so much about Jaylen Warren, and I am a supporter of Jaylen Warren. I want to say that on the record because people on Twitter were accusing me otherwise. But that said, I think people are selling their stock in Najee Harris way too quickly. Like, I've stood next to both of these dudes, and Jaylen Warren looks like me, and Najee Harris looks like somebody who I would never, ever, ever be able to tackle, and I would probably try to run the other way. He is a physical specimen. He's a beast. I know that he hasn't had the production you would have wanted out of Najee Harris early this season, but he, in my opinion, was clearly hampered by that Liz Frank sprain in the preseason, and he is your feature back and your marquee back for a reason. So I get the people liking the compliment that Jaylen Warren is, and I agree that I'm happy that the Steelers finally are willing to use a second running back and not run the wheels off of their primary ball carrier. But let's not get crazy here and act like Jaylen Warren deserves more than Najee Harris, because Najee's the feature back. He's the first-round pick for a reason.
Given how conservative they've been on offense, the lack of desire and or ability to use the middle of the field, do you suspect that given the weather we may or may not have Saturday or Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon, that this offense will open up in any way that we will be able to recognize?
Well, I think we definitely saw them take more shots the last game, and I would think that that continues against the Jets. But I guess you know, weather can always be a factor there. But I think that they are listening, and I think that they do agree that, like, you, it's hard to put together a 12-play scoring drive where you just keep picking up first downs. When you create that big splash play or that big chunk play, in today's NFL, that's often the spark that drives you to that touchdown. So, you know, I think that they definitely saw some improvements in that area last game, although modest improvements when you score just 3 points in the second half. But I think that they will continue to throw the ball downfield. And I think that George Pickens is going to be the guy to do it. I think that he's looked really good in practice, and I could see him having a nice breakout game.
I know that Matt Canada said that the offense wants to play complementary football, but they are only possessing the ball 24 minutes a game. Mike, don't you think that the Steelers should go with a little bit more up-tempo, hurry-up offense, no-huddle offense, to at least try something new, because they're not doing what they're saying they want to be doing anyway?
Yeah, that's a tough thing when it comes to this, because two of the Steelers' most successful drives last game were with tempo. So the Steelers are in a bit of a conundrum, because they can't move the football, and so because of that, they're punting it to the other team, and the defense is constantly on the field. And the only way that they have, the best way that they've had to this point to move the football, they're also off the field even when they do move it. So it is kind of a tough situation. I think there's no right answer or magic formula here. There's no scientific answer to this question, but it's about finding that right balance where, you know, you're getting a couple first downs, you're moving the football, but then you're also using the running game effectively to keep your defense off the field. And so it's tough to, like, quantify or say what the right way to do that is, but it is an interesting kind of dilemma that they're in, given the fact that the best way they move the ball has been with tempo.
You text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You've covered the Pittsburgh Steelers for a little while now. How does Matt Canada come off as somebody who just simply doesn't want to deal with the media? Like, the coordinators are answering questions. They do it on Thursdays. Is he just uncomfortable? Does he not want to? Do you think that he'd be different if it was successful? Like, how does he strike you as a subject?
I think a lot of football coaches kind of see the media as a necessary part of their job that they really don't enjoy, like almost going to the dentist or something like that. Like, you got to go 2 times every year. Same thing with media availability. You got to talk to guys like me once a week. It was Matt Canada was referring to the little interview session. He said, in one of these fun little sessions that we're having right here. So kind of poking fun or making fun of the entire thing. So, I mean, the fact that the Steelers aren't doing well in the line of questioning is all about what's going wrong, how frustrated are you, can this be fixed? I mean, those are not questions that I would necessarily want to answer, and so I can't imagine it's a whole lot of fun for Matt Canada to stand up there and have to answer them. But it's part of the job, I guess.
Mike, the Jets' first 4 games of the season are against AFC North teams. They have an opportunity this Sunday to split that. They obviously beat the Browns with a comeback win. And if they beat the Steelers this weekend, you know, that's 2-2 in the AFC North. Isn't that like some type of decent foundation for the Jets? And, you know, what do you think about that schedule for the first 4 games for the Jets of being the AFC North?
Yeah, it's really weird. I think it could also tell us something about the AFC North. So, you know, it'll be the one common opponent. The Ravens blew them out. The Browns lost to them. The Bengals one-handedly. Now we'll see what the Steelers do. I think that this AFC North race is going to be pretty competitive, and I'm not sure that any team is really going to separate itself, but this will be the one early common opponent that you can kind of
you know, see, okay, if the Steelers win handedly, then I think you get have a lot more confidence. Maybe they could compete with Baltimore or Cincinnati for the division. But then if they lose, then all of a sudden they're the one team that lost to the Jets. So it'll be interesting to see after this week how those scores and how those results shake out against each other.
Since he became a starter, Mike, the Steelers without T.J. Watt in the starting lineup are 0-6. Do we get the first W without T.J. Watt in the starting lineup on Sunday? And is that kind of flying under the radar given all of the gnashing of teeth and moaning and wailing we've all done about the offense?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting matchup here because traditionally against an inexperienced quarterback like Zach Wilson, who has just 13 NFL starts to his name, the Steelers defense would pin their ears back and make that guy's life miserable, hitting him, hurrying him, you know, all those things you typically see from Steelers defenses, bringing those exotic looks. But now without T.J. Watt in the lineup, that takes one key piece out of it. And certainly the stats are very different without Watt. The pressure has not been the same. And the way that they get pressure is not the same. They definitely have to bring a lot more blitzes, and they can't drop as many guys into coverage. So, you know, the Jets right now, they're down to their third string off left tackle. This is a guy who they cut in the preseason, and then when they had another injury to another tackle, re-signed this guy. And now here he is starting just four games into the season. So that guy is going to be going most directly up against Alex Highsmith, who leads the league in sacks with 4.5. So that's really, to me, a very interesting matchup for the Steelers. It could work in their advantage. Now it's a matter of, you know, Alex Highsmith surely has benefited in the past from having all the attention going T.J. Watt's way. Now, as the sack leader early on in the season, he surely is going to receive that attention instead of watching it go the other way. And I'm really curious to see how that pans out. And, you know, if the Steelers are going to get to Zach Wilson and make his life kind of miserable and make it a tough day at Heinz Field for him, or Mike, whatever they call it.
Yeah, whatever they call it. Mike DeFabo, The Athletic. Mike, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for jumping on. We do appreciate it, as always. What time do you have to be at the Pitt game tomorrow, Dorn?
I have to be there at 5.
5? Yep. And you're doing pregame with Zeiss?
Yep.
Okay, and this is outside in a tent.
Yep.
This, I was just thinking, could provide some comedy. I don't want it to be raining sideways. But, in thinking about it, have you ever been in foul weather situation or less than ideal weather conditions with Paul?
No.
Yeah, uh-huh. This is, he will have 32 layers of clothes on tomorrow.
Oh, well, actually, we just golfed, and it was about 55 degrees and a little bit sunny, and he had like 50. He had like 10 layers of clothes on.
Right. He's dressed like one of, I don't know, do you see all the people just walk with the Queen's coffin, how those guys had their official, like, royal uniform on? It involves, like, 11 layers of clothes. He'll do that. He will be smoking a cigar. He will be trying to get out of the rain. The tent, I'm guessing, is one that it's due to, it generally fights back a decent little rain. But if it rains a little bit, it could be coming in a little sideways. This has the chance to be the best Pitt pregame ever.
Yes.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want things to go awry. I just want it to be a little uncomfortable for Paul.
For Paul, not me. Or not Paul.
No.
Just Paul.
But you can handle the elements.
Yeah.
Paul hates the elements.
He does. And I golfed with him the other day, and he came out with a tassel cap with a beanie on, and I'm like, it's not that cold, Paul. And he was like, well, here's the thing. You know, I had to get, like, something. Us brothers, we don't like the cold.
Right. You say, well, I'm handling it just
fine. Like, I was looking at him. I was like, I'm good. Like,
right.
Don't lick me with your mess. don't speak for me.
And then you have to do a pregame show with Zeiss the next day, right?
Yeah, that'll be at the casino. So,
little bit. That's more his atmosphere. He's okay with the casino.
You said it, not me.
Yes, loves that. So this will be good. Oh man, what a weekend for Paul! Highlighting Paul this weekend. Jeez,
man.
Uh huh.
Is it really gonna rain like that?
No. See, part of this is psychological. Ian. Me just jagging you off and scaring this and putting this into your head. Like, there probably is just gonna be a drizzle for the Pitt game.
I hope.
But you are. I've not ever seen you this nervous.
I'd rather it be 10 degrees out.
Yeah. It's the rain. You don't want to be wet. I get
it. Even if it was 75, 80 degrees, I would still be like this. I don't
Can
like
you
rain.
Pull something off before the season's over?
Yep.
Can you go? Can you wear turf shoes to do the sideline reporting?
I'll wear cleats.
Okay. Full on.
I'll put on
can
full
you get,
on
spat
cleats.
Spat it up.
I can make something like that happen. If that's a dare or something. Yeah.
Football pants.
Oh, that'll be tough.
Football pants and spat it up.
That would be tough because the referees will probably think that I was like an injured player.
It, yeah.
And then I would get in trouble. I'd get a flag and our dudes would be pissed at me.
Yeah. Okay. You missed your chance kind of in the Rhode Island game. I would have liked that you get a flag for complaining at the officials.
Oh no, I wouldn't be allowed back.
They'd send you out.
Yeah, I'd be done.
That might be a good way to get off of that, and then just be able to go to the club level and drink all game.
Not a bad idea for tomorrow.
Right?
You know what? For tomorrow, that might be
a
good
one.
Yeah. If it's really raining, if you get flagged,
oh, that would be bad.
Just maybe an on accident flag, like you're standing where you're not supposed to, and you run into the ref. Yeah, man, my bad. Doran's thinking about it now.
I'm thinking about wearing the spats. Yeah. Spats on.
Yep. Get it all taped up. All right. Crowley apparently has a hygiene problem. This is hilarious. He let us in on. We talk about Tua a little bit before we're out of here. Then we make our picks for the week. Let's go. Lots going on. And lots going on for you to jump aboard FanDuel, right? Football season, it's here. It's in full bore. So now's a perfect time to download FanDuel. Partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sports book.
Download FanDuel. If you're a new customer right now, you get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 back in free bets if that first bet doesn't win. With FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, again, download the app. Find whatever your favorite play may be this weekend, a same-game parlay of sorts with an over, maybe a side, maybe an anytime touchdown score. You can even cross those bets across multiple games with one of their same-game parlay plus bets. Sign up today with the promo code FAN, F-A-N. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app for your no-sweat first bet and make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21+ and present in PA, first online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Bengals 27, Dolphins 15. Tua Tagovailoa left the game in the second quarter with a concussion. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. It's the Crow Man here for the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. Join Bet Parks with me right now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend, and that's because it's safe, it's secure, it's easy to use. It's backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania, not some out-of-state operation. Parks is based right here in PA. Bet more than the score. Bet game props like what team scores first, the halftime score. Bet the total points by team by quarter and so much more. Check out same game parlays. It's super easy. Click on the SGP icon on the Bet Parks app. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Bet on the black and gold this weekend against New York. I like the home team. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet refunded in site credit. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use promo code THEFAN. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Crowley, what's happening with your hygiene? You had a situation here.
Oh, man, I was picking up my daughter yesterday with my wife from school. And my wife, as I'm telling a story, she's looking at me and she goes, "Your teeth look bad."
Oh.
Just straight up hits me with it. Now, I've always had yellow teeth, just not born with them, but whenever they came in, they were always a little bit yellow. I had them whitened before and then it fades. It's no fun. And I've been drinking more coffee than I've ever had in my life, so I don't think that's helping the situation. But she hits me over the head with, "Your teeth look bad." And then, while I'm sitting there looking through Twitter, planning stuff for the show today, she orders mouthwash, a whitening kind, whitening toothpaste, white strips, and a new motorized toothbrush. So it's bothering her.
Not even passive with it. She's just getting it done.
And I got TV tonight for the first time.
Whoa, really?
What?
I know. So I was all self-conscious anyway, and now I'm just going to be like, "Oh, hey, guys." Not even smile with
my
teeth out.
What's the issue if she identified the problem and then took care of the solution? Like, what's the issue here?
The issue is a little softer with the delivery, I think.
Well, if she can't be honest with you, I mean.
That's what she said.
Crowley.
Hit me right over the face with it, she did.
I know a guy or two that could take care of your problem.
Got a guy who could put some new chiclets in my mouth?
Yep.
Does that hurt?
Yep.
You under for a while?
No, just a day. Cranberry Dental Studio, there you go.
You don't need to do. You want to keep your real teeth at all costs.
I'm fine the way I am. And if my teeth are ugly,
whitened.
Fine.
But you just want them brighter.
Smile real quick.
Yeah, they're yellow.
Yeah, you just want them brighter.
They're not great.
It is what it is. Just use those whitening trays, those bleaching trays. Get that from your dentist. Do brush a little bit.
So not out of bounds by my wife.
No, she's
your wife. It's not like it was some guy walking down the street that was, you know.
Well, it might be.
Beverly Road or whatever.
You know what, though? She hits me with your teeth look bad. We can find a way to say that differently, I think.
Yeah, but it's
your
not
teeth
worth
don't look
it.
Good. Hi there. How
Listen,
about that?
How
Is
long
that
you been married?
7 years.
Right. You're deep enough in this, but not too deep in it. You absolutely understand there's battles to pick and ones to not.
What if I did it to her, though?
You wouldn't.
No good.
You're stupid.
Yeah,
you're not stupid.
There you go.
I think she's talking about your breath, too, though.
What do you mean the breath?
Well, what did she order?
It was whitening mouthwash.
Okay,
what are
mouthwash,
you saying?
Mouthwash? What? Toothbrush?
Yes.
Toothpaste?
Yes. This is great.
All right, talking about Tua coming up next, then we make our picks before we get out of here. Crowley, did you tell us about something yet, or do you need to?
I told you.
Okay, you already did. So you told us about Parks?
Yeah, I love Parks.
All right, great stuff. Tua, we talk about Tua coming up next, and again, we make our picks before we get out of here. Top of the hour, it is Cook and Joe, so there's that. Hello, it's a Friday. We're getting through. All right, this happened last night. TNF, Amazon.
To a rolling left with the grain, and down he goes. Slung down at his own 48-yard line. Josh Tupu. And, uh-oh. Well, we saw last week, and he went down. He got up, was wobbly. The training staff comes out. And, of course, the last thing the Dolphins wanted to see. I mean, last week it looked for all the world. Everybody thought head injury, concussion, passed the protocol, came back second half, led him to a victory.
And Al Tupou slams him to the ground. I mean, it's you're thinking about the back, the ankle, but he gets thrown to the ground.
Again, wrenching that back, which was the issue last week.
Yep.
So they work on him. We'll step away for a moment.
Okay, so there's that. You know, this unyielding search to look for someone at fault in the Tua situation, to me, is totally ridiculous. It's football. Stuff happens, and stuff did happen. People are going through all this with a fine-tooth comb, trying to find someone who did something wrong or is at fault. It was a really violent football play, and we understand that Tua went to the hospital. The links that people are trying to draw to last week, and it's just why is there always a search to find someone at fault? That's my takeaway this morning. I don't understand that.
Well, I think when you see as wobbly as he was on Sunday, you do wonder what happened. They said it was a back injury. Okay, I'm not here to claim some sort of giant conspiracy theory between the Miami Dolphins doctors and how they want to drag him back out on the field Thursday night on a short week. But I do think it's fair to wonder about the concussion protocols if it's possible to see a guy as wobbly as he was on Sunday afternoon get back out there and then take that kind of hit, and a very similar hit, again on Thursday night, and not wonder, is the league doing everything above and beyond they can to protect players from their own desire to be out on the field?
Yeah, I agree. I just question the injury that was pronounced and or announced, and watching him wobble from Sunday and then seeing him smack his head off the ground again and then stiffen up. They call that fencing or something.
Yes,
I think that's a term. It's like a fencing response whenever you have, you know, two concussions back to back like that. So they say, you know, allegedly concussions. But I don't know. I mean, I've seen both sides of it. This, you know, this isn't all on, you know, this whole investigation isn't all going to be on the team. You know, the player has to sign off too. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I've been around. I've had doctors be like, hey, are you all right to go? And me not being all right, but being like, yes, I'm all right to go. Because
I'm sorry, Adam, go ahead.
I don't think that there was anything nefarious done here by the independent doctors that Miami has. I wonder if they may have missed something, not intentionally. But I do also wonder, with the NFLPA and the NFL sniffing around this whole week since Sunday, I mean, it'd be really hard for them to have cleared Tua without actually having cleared Tua. You're not going
to
do that while you're basically on probation. That's the way I view
the Dolphins.
Seems to
be the most high-profile case of people wanting a player to sit out or searching for a player to sit out in quite some time. It felt like they wanted to find a smoking gun, and they didn't.
But it's easy. I guess it's easier to clear somebody, Crowley, you know, to get back to what you just said. It's easier to clear somebody when you diagnose them with a different injury. Like, I could clear you. If you hurt your shoulder – and I'm like, well, you know what? I think it's your arm. And let me check your arm out. Your arm looks good. All right, you're clear to go, but it's really your shoulder. That's kind of how I don't know. Maybe I'm just like way outside, not really honing in on what the actual problem is, but they cleared him from a back injury. And it doesn't seem like they cleared him from.
But didn't they put him through the battery of tests for a concussion and he didn't have one?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they didn't diagnose him with one, which I guess is where I come back around to, is Sunday afternoon, and it's why this this investigation, I guess. Originally, I didn't think much of it, but I do think it's important they get to the bottom of exactly how they're diagnosing concussions on game day. Because, Doran, as you said earlier when we discussed this very early this morning, if you know the concussion test well enough, you can game the system a little bit.
These conspiracies are so wild to me. You know, I watched the first. The guy went down the field. He went 9 plays. He went 70 yards. He threw a touchdown pass that got dropped. And you couldn't find one person who said he shouldn't be playing right now. Outside of Chris Nowinski, who has a vested interest in all of this. And I think it's derelict of duty for a doctor to put out there, who didn't examine a patient, what someone's diagnosis is.
Yeah, I mean, he put forth the opinion that Tua shouldn't be out there. So,
okay, who else though? Like, what we are in this?
Why does it? I mean,
because we're in this outrage. We are in this because plenty of people get hit all the time independently and get concussions. It is not even one of the boxes that you're able to check in this situation that Tua sustained an independent hard hit in the back of his head, hit the turf, and he got a concussion. Like, that is not even fathomable for the world right now.
Oh, it's certainly a distinct possibility.
Why is it distinct? Why can't it just be a possibility, Chris? I guess that's the problem I have. Why can't people look at this situation? Are we discounting that a lone, independent, single hammering hit that he sustained last night caused a concussion? Why are we discounting that as a possibility?
Because I think people saw him wobble on Sunday.
And then when they saw him wobble on Sunday, an independent, he didn't go to the quick med at the CVS. An independent neurologist said, you have a back injury.
And I think it's fair to ask if the protocol is doing enough to diagnose concussions at the time that they happen. You know, to make the comparison, and I think it's an apt one, I believe you made it earlier, or maybe Crowley did, to Sidney Crosby and his concussion at the Winter Classic back in 2011 is a very they didn't know Sidney Crosby had a concussion right away. They
cleared
him. He
also went to a Penguins doctor, not an independent neurologist.
Okay, that's fine. The greater point here is that sometimes doctors get things wrong. They're not infallible. Independent neurologists are not infallible. It's possible Tua, even though he wasn't diagnosed with one last Sunday afternoon, did in fact have a brain injury. And they just didn't catch it upon their examination. And he did go out there, and his performance in the second half against Buffalo on Sunday, or his performance in the first two drives last night in Cincinnati, don't preclude the fact that he had that brain injury on Sunday afternoon. And last night's head and neck injury was therefore more emphatic because of the previous injury 4 days earlier. And I'm not sitting here calling for people's jobs. I'm just saying it's worth a closer examination to see if teams in the league are doing more than is asked of them to keep players off the field if they are in that kind of situation.
I'd be interested to see. I know that the NFLPA was looking into what the Dolphins did last Sunday. I'd be interested to hear if the NFLPA sent somebody to examine him themselves this week.
Well, here's the other part. You say, Chris, and this is where it's so flawed, more than what is asked of them. What is asked of them is part of the CBA, which is agreed upon by the players. Players don't want to risk being put down for 2 and 3 weeks and potentially losing a paycheck or potentially being on not able to play. They also agreed to these protocols.
That's understood, and that's exactly why, in some cases, players have to be protected from themselves, because
they're big boys.
Okay.
They're adults that make decisions. Tua's a grown-ass man who decided this is the threshold you need to pass. He passed it. Do you want to play? Yes. He's a grown-ass man. This isn't my kid playing junior high football. I mean, what? We always have to find someone to blame. Maybe there's no one to blame.
I think it might be both, if you are going to play the blame game. I mean, it is, I mean, just like you said, and I said this off air too, to you, Chris. I was like, listen, you know, I have an injury. The doctor looks at me, the team doctor, whoever doctor looks at me, you have this injury. Are you good? Yes, I'm good, even though I have this injury. So basically it's on me. Right?
I mean, I'm not talking right after. I'm talking days after.
Right, yeah. There's also no player who's going to look at an opportunity to play and say,
oh, I'm good. No. Like, I'm going to just chill.
No, you know what? Chance. I think I'm going to just wait a few days and see how I feel.
Yeah. See, that's not truth. That's not the truth. Maybe not in the NFL. Two NASCAR drivers just got out of their cars and said they're not getting back in them until they feel absolutely great.
Yeah, then it's a way different sports.
They're going to play. Two guys just did. Bowman is doing it this week. Okay. And Kyle Busch's brother, Kurt Busch, hasn't been driving for like three months.
They get a ton of credit for that.
Because they talked to that Dale Earnhardt Jr. who said this could mess up your life. They're also driving a car where if they wreck, much like football, you can be messed up.
It's high impact. Right. So somebody needs to be that first person in the NFL to be the one to say, hey, you know what? And maybe it was an opportunity for Tua to be that guy. Maybe if you really wanted to twist it, you could put the blame on him if you're searching to find someone to put blame on and say, Tua had an opportunity to hold himself out, right? But he didn't do it. I'm not going to choose to blame him. I'm not really looking for blame here. I'm saying there's no reason you can't look at the system and ask if it's doing all it can. Like Mike Tomlin said in that interview on The Pivot with Ryan Clark, when he knew about Ryan's health situation and said, Ryan, I'm not letting you play in Denver because it's not in the best interest of your long-term health. I don't want you to die out there on the field, damn it. It's my job to make sure I don't put you in that position. Somebody's got to put every player, look at every player in that light, I think.
Yeah, but the other thing is then everybody needs to exonerate themselves, like this McDaniel does, the doctors in Miami do, the independent neurologist. Everybody has thresholds that they see and that they simply meet, and then they're almost made to be seen as having some guilt here or some fault or some blame, and I don't think it's fair to them.
Well,
if they followed protocol.
In that regard, I do think it's because it's them, they're not being given the benefit of the doubt because they're in the middle of a racial lawsuit right now. They're a team that just cheated. So I don't think a lot of people are willing right now
That's
to give Miami
point.
A benefit of the doubt.
That's a great right. point. That is a very, very good point. They are like heightened right now with just like sensitivity of people.
We make our picks for the weekend coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show.
Pitt and Georgia Tech on Saturday, 8 o'clock. Coverage begins on The Fan at 5 p.m. You can listen on your Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
All right, let's get into, as we do every week at about this time, let's get into our picks. What are our records here? What's going on?
Crowley's in the lead, 10-6. Doran, 8-8. Collins, 7-9. Some other guys, 6-10.
Okay, all righty. Crowley, what's our first game?
The first game, the Iowa State Cyclones favored by 3 on the road against Rock Hawk Jayhawks. What do you got?
All right, Doran, go ahead.
I like Iowa State to cover. I do. I know the Kansas team, they have been playing very well this year, but I like Iowa State. Give them 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to be a great game, but Iowa State by 4 or 5. So give me the Cyclones.
Ooh. I think this is when the world comes crashing down on the Jayhawks. Yeah, give me Iowa State. Iowa State's going to win by a touchdown.
You're all on the Cyclones. Mm-hmm. Jayhawks go to 5-0. Woo! They win by 7.
Ooh. Wow.
Big move by you, Crowley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Pitt at home, 21.5-point favorite against Georgia Tech. Colin, what are you thinking?
Pitt, Georgia Tech. I like Pitt to win by 17, so give me Georgia Tech.
Yep. I'm right there, too. Yeah, I think Pitt does win significantly, but not enough to cover. Give me Georgia Tech.
If you're taking the Yellow Jackets, it's going to be a sweat, but I think you're going to win. In the 41-20 Pitt, so you just by a smidge, Georgia Tech covers.
Wow.
Pitt wins by 10. I got the Bills going on the road to Baltimore, favored by 3. Chris?
Buffalo, 27-23. Josh Allen gets back on the horse.
Baltimore.
Doran?
Baltimore. I think Lamar Jackson's on just a heater right now.
This game is at Baltimore. Maybe a little weather. Who knows? Buffalo's there. Buffalo's multifaceted and can do a lot, one would think. You know what? Buffalo's going to get back on it and blow them out.
Ooh. Blow them out.
I like Buffalo by 17.
Whoa.
I like Buffalo by 17
wow.
here.
Colin, I'm big with you. Baltimore secondary, not all that in a bag of chips. Buffalo, the perfect team to take advantage. I got Buffalo by 17 as well. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're playing good ball. But guess what? So are the Jags. And their coach used to coach the Eagles. Mm-hmm. How about that? Philly, 6.5-point favorite on the road in Jacksonville, Doran.
The Eagles blow them out.
Blow them out?
Yes, they have explosive offense. They blow Jacksonville out.
Back to Philly. Eagles. Philly. Eagles will win by 6. That's not enough to cover.
I think the Eagles will win by 13. Give me the Eagles. They're going to win something like 27 and then whatever minus 13 is, 14. So there's that. So I said they went by. It didn't. I mean, I can do the big number first.
Yeah, so
27-14 Eagles. So they'll take care of that number.
Jacksonville wins outright, baby.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You're
on one today.
Okay.
They're at home and they're hot. Steelers -3 at Acrisure. The Jets come into town.
Doran, you go first.
Steelers, they can't lose this game, and I think they cover. I think they show that they have something left in the tank to move forward in the season. So I think the Steelers giving 3 to the Jets.
Steelers, but it's really uncomfortable. It's really sweaty. It's 21-20, so give me the Jets and the points.
Oh.
24-13, Steelers get it done.
Yep.
I want to pick like a 1-point walk-off Boswell win, like 19-18 or maybe even 3-0. But I can't do that. 24-19, something weird. Steelers will win by like 5 or something like that. So give me the Steelers just to eke by 24-19. How about it? Does that work?
I love it.
Let's go. Okay. All right. Good week, Friday.
Yep.
Enjoy the weather tomorrow evening, Doran. Yes.
Think about it.
For sure. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Cloudy today, high in the low 60s.
That's the weather.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.